There he is, our good friend Ted Jankin, Oxygen Financial. This is where you go talk to Ted about retirement, about 401ks, about IRAs, about how to manage your money. He's kind of a financial therapist. But good stuff, always on OxygenFinancial.net. You have really good articles that I find extremely educational. The one that you brought to us today is why you always need to invest 3% of your income in yourself. And I'm guessing it would be why you always need to invest at least 3%, right?
Well, when people think about investing, that's the first thing they think about are 401ks, bank account, IRAs, kids' education. But hardly ever do people think about what percentage of my income do I need to invest back in myself and what kind of rate of return will I get if I actually put money back into me.
Well, let me ask a silly question. When you say 3%, are you talking about, like, say, my appearance, the way I dress or the way I want to look, or plastic surgery to maintain a certain look, or that kind of stuff?
That's one way to think about investing in yourself. Yeah, sure. I mean, sure, that can help. I was thinking more about the educational route, but
shallow route and educational route. What, like taking online school or taking some classes at the university or to learn a little bit more in your arena?
Well, consider this. Let's say you're making $60,000 a year, right? And you're thinking about investing $2,000. Certainly, you can invest the money in the stock market or real estate or something like that. And then the question is, what kind of return would you expect? Maybe you'd expect to make 5% or 10% on your money, but what kind of money would you make, Steve? Yeah, if you invested $2,000 in an online course to improve a skill or a competency at work, that it could increase your income from 60 grand to 70 grand.
Oh, well, there's no doubt you want to do that. I mean, Bailey and I are actually in school today and tomorrow, along with everybody else.
Really?
And it's no joke. It's called Radio 101.
Yeah.
And we're meeting with a talent coach today to be funnier.
Yes, he's got the playbook.
He's going to tell us.
Pretty much what you're saying is everybody, whether you're a landscaper or whether you are the CEO of a big business, you have to look at yourself, tell me if I'm wrong here, as your own brand, as your own business within your business, and that's why you take that percentage to invest it in yourself, correct?
Well, yeah, but the original guy that came up with this is a guy named Brian Tracy. He used to sell these courses on selling and achievement, and he had this concept of investing 3% of your income back into yourself. So, if you made $60,000, roughly $2,000 of your income should go back into you. And, Steve, you're right. That could be in improving your appearance, i.e. getting clothes or some sort of...
Well, you want to look younger. I see guys all the time. I'm like, man, you know, you're wrinkly or you're this or you're that or your eyes. You got rings. I mean, do something about it.
Hold on.
Color your hair.
But the word investment, investing, it's something that can add to what your brand or business already is. So how is it that 3% that you're taking is going to make you more money? Is buying a new shirt going to make you more money? Or do you take whatever the money Ted Jankin's talking about and investing it into whether it's real estate, education, whatever, the more product for your business, so on and so forth?
Well, it's ironic that a lot of people will spend $100,000 or $200,000 on college, right? So they spend 4 years in school to get this degree. And then once they get out, I'm not talking about necessarily getting an MBA now or a PhD. I'm just saying you're in the workforce for 10 years. You haven't had any additional education but what your company provides. Does it make sense to take a piece of your income and take a seminar or workshop to improve your sales skills or your computer skills or some sort of education that will get you a raise at work? Because that's an investment just as much as the stock market or real estate.
Motivational speakers. I remember when I was in sales, I mean, I would go to a motivational speaker, you know, because they would want you to do stuff like that. Gives you a good positive outlook, puts that smile back on your face if it's fading.
What about in the same breath, Ted Jankin? You invest in your significant other to better the entire household income.
Like a boob job.
No, not like a boot job. 3 years ago, I got Rach into real estate. I invested in her. I invested in her as a person, knowing that she could crush it.
Was she wanting to do it? You had to kind of lead her that way?
I suggested strongly that would be a good line of work for her.
Get into real estate or it's over?
Well, she was in the service industry. She was doing service industry before.
Okay.
But I said, no, this is what you do with your schedule, our schedule, the kids' schedule. And I was like, give it a shot. So we got her, you know, in the classes. And then, you know, for any real estate agent, it takes a couple years to get your feet wet. And she's in her third year. And that's where it kicks in for most agents like her. She's doing well right now. But back to your point about investing 3%, if you're part of a family investing in your significant other as well to help the family, same thought.
Well, that's another idea, is to start a business. Now, Rach got into the real estate business, but it could be any kind of business that a spouse or a partner, the non-working spouse, could be at home, and you're saying, well, I can invest $5,000 in a mutual fund, or I can invest $5,000 in this small business from home, or a license or a certification that will get me something that will make a lot more income. And that's where people fail to think about the investment in themselves and the rate of return they'll make in that money. So I'm saying, if I invest $2,500 for Steve to learn a second language.
Like English?
You know what? Sometimes your humor hurts. I wouldn't mind learning a second language. That's be fantastic. Go ahead. Let's talk about this.
Stop. I've already bought you Rosetta Stone for Christmas.
I will so learn that. I will go bilingual on your ass. And I will be like, okay, how's it going? How you like me now? I will start saying things about you in another language you won't even know what I'm talking about.
But today, again, you're talking about becoming bilingual. You know, again, if you learn Spanish or another language like that.
Probably Spanish.
Could that improve? If he invested, you know, $1,000 in that Rosetta Stone course, could it increase his income where he works, or if he's selling, to make $3,000, $4,000, $5,000? That's a massive return on his money.
Viva 100.5.
Miyama. South side of Staben.
El Belly and El South side Stevo. Just in case a format flip comes.
Yeah, you never know. We're prepared. We will go bilingual.
We're prepared. Very interesting. And it's because it's in all aspects. It's not just you on a personal level, but you as a business and a brand, but as a family too. This is 3%. Now, is there a point where you say it's got to up to more than 3%?
Or is that the going deal?
Well, no, hopefully the 3% you invest in yourself will grow your income, and then you are continuing to grow the dollar amount. This can also include things like a personal trainer. Sometimes people try to justify that, but if your health is better, that can actually save you money on your overall health costs, or that can improve your outlook on life, which can improve how you do at work and grow your income. So all I'm saying to you is, one way or another, that 3% should come in every year.
Botox and boob jobs included.
If it can help you grow what you're doing in your career, your life, your outlook, absolutely.
There's a client that you have that I'm friends with that has a lot of money, you know, seven figures.
Crazy money.
But when they started out, they were nowhere near that. But with that train of thought, 3% make some money, 4% make some money, 5% make some money, 6%, which got them to where they're at now, where they're comfortable and where they can, you know, obviously invest with Oxygen Financial and do that, all that good stuff. All right. How can people find you there, Ted Jenkin?
Go to OxygenFinancial.net. We've got a great guide right now on four things you should do to get ready for retirement. So go to OxygenFinancial.net, get your free guide today.
Oh, I'll read that.
Really?
We talked about that earlier.
Great stuff in here right now.
We've talked about retirement. We figured we would go till we're 70. You're 70 and I'm 80.
Golf Coast, Sarasota. Right,
okay.
Right there. That's where you and I are going to live together.
Radio 101 coming to you from the Gulf.
That'll be the, we'll call it the old cast. Old casting.
Hey, how's it going?
Bailey and Southside from the beach in Sarasota, Florida.
Woke up with a stiffy this morning. Crazy.
Headlines, here's Brandy. She's all ugly and old.
I like you guys just assuming I'd be ugly when I'm older.
You know, Brandy.
Way to go.
So while you're taking care of yourself, you need to put 3% into your looks.
It's Brandy, and I followed these guys down to Sarasota.
I told you to get a breast job, and you won't listen to me.